The idea is to develop a nationwide database to share assets across all departments and agencies, such as the cars, buses, office space, and even procurement, to basically break down all the silos across departments, especially, you know, if we have similar interests, and develop a database that we can share, basically. And the idea came from my looking at my children. You know, we ask our children to share their pencils, toys, and so on. So why can't we do that in the government? And in today's environment, with the budget crunch and everything, I think we need to definitely explore not the traditional ways, but new ways to maximize the investment or return on investment. And my idea stemmed out of that. And the big overall picture is sharing across all agencies, serving many people many times over and over again.
And in reading what you had done, the thought occurred to me, doesn't the GSA already have a database of all federal vehicles?
Not to my knowledge. What they have a database of vehicles, I believe, but we're not necessarily sharing. Let's say if a vehicle is being used, by one agency, I'm not aware of that. And if I'm in need of a vehicle, I don't know who has what out there. So this would be a live interactive database, what I'm proposing. This is just an anecdotal example of what we could be doing.
And do you have any estimates of how much could be saved just by the vehicles database?
Oh, gosh. I would say in millions, because we don't all necessarily have to go out and purchase the vehicles per agency. We can actually, reduce the amount of acquisition of the vehicles if we're maximizing the usage.
I'm curious why this hasn't been done before. I would have just assumed, silly me, that this would have already existed.
Not to my knowledge. I've been with the federal government for 18 years, and I wasn't aware of such a program. The GSA does have an access program where they surplus the equipment and so on, but they would actually sell it off. But this is for the existing assets that we're using, current operating assets.
We're speaking with Ung Guy, who is with the Transportation Department. He's a planning team leader at the Federal Highway Administration. Now, you're with the Office of Project Development and Environmental Review. Tell us what you do when you're not thinking up great ideas for the contests.
Well, that was my previous position. I'm actually with Federal Lands Highways. Basically, I'm a transportation planner, logistics, operations of transportation system is very important to our nation. It is the spine line of our economy. So I'm in the Federal Lands Office. Basically, we're looking at after the federal land management agencies like the Park Service, Fish and Wildlife Service and the Forest Service, who make sure that all the transportation systems are planned out, well thought of, and putting the money where it counts.
Are you able to follow what's going to happen to your idea next? I mean, this seems like such a good idea. You don't want it to just wind up on a shelf somewhere.
Absolutely. I would love to follow that. And I guess, one agency that might take the lead on this may be the GSA. And it may require an act of Congress. I'm not sure, but, which is why I propose that legal and administrative issues need to be worked out. But I think it's quite possible that we could definitely chase this down.
Well, it probably doesn't require an act of Congress, but that would sure help giving a little impetus for that to go on. Now, we have to know, what's it like to get a $50,000 prize? What'd you do with the money?
I have two young children, and their educational cost is going to be tremendous. So I definitely want to, put that away for their future. And it's quite exciting. I'm still in shock, and just excited, basically.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, it's not about the prize and the money. It's about the American public, and
helping out there.
Helping out, thank you.
All right, so what's next? Just to get back to your day job, do you think we'll ever see a new Route 66?
No, I don't think we will. Under the current budget situation, it wouldn't be a new 66 per se, but we're optimizing our current assets as we speak. So it'll be a lot of operational improvements. That's my take on it.